We continue our learning of Leila and Ishmael Stavim Ben Menachem Lishcham Yaakov and Pinchos Aleon Svi Hirsch Ben Traga Feivel. We're in Nedarim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We spoke about Yados already, which is where I mentioned it's not the Iker Neder. I mentioned the Neder without the word Karban, or Kinuyim, where instead of the word Karban I say the word Konam, but the idea is the same. Where we're assuming that I'm taking an object and I'm prohibiting that object upon myself. So the Mishnah is going to discuss a case where I may use the word karban or a type of karban, but here I'm using a language that's similar to a shvua, and I'm not using, let's say, the kaf hadimyon, that the word the letter the kaf as we had in the previous Mishnah. Kamizbeach, kahechol. If you remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who mentioned if you said Yushalayim without the kaf, lo amar klum. So we're going to get back to that as well in our Mishnah. Haomer, you have a person who says karban. He says to his friend, karban or ola or mincha or chatas or toda or shlamim she'eni ochelach. So or shani ochelach, which means that which is your food is going to be permitted to me, and he calls it an ola. That food is an ola. That food is a karban. That food is a mincha. That food is a chatas. That food is a todah or a shlamim. So says the Mishnah Aser, that person who made that neder cannot eat from his friend's food, even though he didn't use the kaf hadimyon, the ki karban, ki ola, but rather he said karban ola. So the neder is chal anyway, according to the Tanakhama, because obviously the kavanah of the person who made the neder was that the neder should take hold as an isser karban on that food of his friend. So even though he didn't say ki karban or ki ola, he just said ola, karban, etc., it's going to be aser. Now some explain that the Mishnah specifically mentions karbanos chova. These are all obligatory karbanos, an ola, a mincha, a chatas, and even a shlamim on certain times, and even a toda, when a person has to bring karban toda, arba tzrichim lahodos the gemara, on nun dalet amid beis maseches brachos, yorde hayam, and holcha midbaros, person who was sick and was healed, and a person who was was released. So here, that's also an obligation. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though these are karbanos chova, nonetheless, this is considered a neder because he was toface bedavar hanadur. What does that mean? I mean, I would have thought that since it's obligatory, maybe this is not, this cannot be considered a neder. A neder is where I take upon myself that something should be usur to me, like a karban, but it means like a karban that I'm donating, not a karban that I'm obligated to do. The same way a neder is something that's generally permitted, and now I'm taking a vow that's going to be prohibited, and it can't be on a davar usur, as we've explained. I can't make a neder. This should be usur to me like pig, because that's already usur to me. Maybe I would have said the same thing regarding a karban chova, that you cannot be toface a neder. A neder can't take hold when you say karban or ola or mincha el chatas, etc. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though these are obligatory karbanos, the neder can be chal. So it's either because of that or because we don't have the kaf, is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that nonetheless the Tanakhama says that this neder is chal, and therefore the food of your friend is aser. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the noder want to make this neder is allowed to eat from his friend's food, because he didn't say ki karban, ki ola, etc. The neder is not a neder. Rabbi Yehuda is consistent. Remember the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous Mishnah, Omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. So what that meant was that it's not just Yerushalayim. It's any time, if you didn't say ki Yerushalayim, as the Tanakhama had said, and you just said Yerushalayim, maybe the Tanakhama would have said it's okay in the previous Mishnah, as the Tanakhama says it's okay here to say Ola Mincha, etc., without a ki. But Rabbi Yehuda, the same way Yerushalayim alone is not good, the same way here, you would have to say ki mincha, ki chatas, etc., or else it's not going to be chal. What's the problem? The problem is that this doesn't sound like an iser neder. This looks like you're being nishba b'chaye ha-karbon. Well, I'm taking a shvua in the life of the carbon, and there's no such thing as a shvua b'chayei carbon. So that's one, when you don't use that language, it's as if you're swearing by an offering. I'm going to eat, I'm swearing by a carbon that I'm not, that I'm going to eat or not eat the food of my friend. So you're not allowed to do that. That doesn't mean anything. And that's certainly not a neder. That's one explanation. Some hold that the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda is that if you don't say a like a carbon ola, let's say, but rather a carbon ola which I eat of yours. Maybe it means that the rituals that make up that service of the carbon ola, whatever offering you're talking about, should be performed on that person's food. So he's not saying that I'm designating this animal should be usher to me, but rather it should be that, whatever. If I say ola your food, what is ola your food? It means that whatever, what sacrificial rite do we do with ola? Well, we burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Maybe that's what you had in mind, and therefore not using the kir is not going to be chal according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore matir, the food is permitted because it's not an eder at all. Then the Mishnah continues, ha karbon, ki karbon, karbon she'ochalach asur. What if a person said, now, ki karbon is obvious that it's going to be asur. Ha karbon she'ochalach, or ki karbon she'ochalach, ki karbon is the classic example, or karbon she'ochalach. Then it's going to be asur to eat from your friend. All these are languages of neder. As we said, we don't need, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell me ki karbon, and not only that, carbon alone, that was already in the ratio. That's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakama. So the chiddush here is for the word ha-carbon. That ha-carbon is a language of a neder and not a language of a shvua. Then the Mishnah says, what if you said to your friend, li-carbon lo ochalach? What li-carbon, I won't eat your food. Rabbi Meir says, you're not allowed to eat your friend's food. That is the lashon of the neder. It's as if you said, li-carbon yehei machal ha'alai. Your food should be li-carbon, for a carbon, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. And according to Rabbi Meir, that is considered an eder, and your friend's food is aser. Homer lechavero konam pi hamidaber imach, or yadi ose imach, or ragli mahaleches imach, aser. Person said to his friend, konam, and konam we know is another word, that's a kinoi for carbon, pi, my mouth, that speaks with you. So he basically prohibits upon himself with the neder to speak with his friend. And we already learned in the second Mishnah, right? We spoke about the language of konam, which is a kinu. It's acceptable for a neder. What is yadi oseimach? Means he prohibits upon himself doing malacha with his friend. Or konam ragli mahalechas imach, he prohibits himself to go for a walk with his friend. It's aser for him to speak with his friend if he uses that language of piyamidaber imach, or to do malacha if he uses the language of yadi yos imach, or to walk with his friend if he says ragli mahalechas imach, in all these cases. But this is all if he uses the language of konam piyamidaber imach, my mouth, or my hand, or my leg, etc. Then there's a neder, because these are devarim sheish b'hem mamish, they're tangible. But if he made a neder to prohibit the action upon himself, he said to his friend, konam sha'anim daberimach, and he doesn't mention anything about his mouth. I'm not going to speak with you. Or konam sha'ani oseimach, I take an aser part of, as a carbon for me to do any work with you. Or konam sha'ani mahalechimach, or I aser part of myself as a carbon that I'm going for a walk with you. That's not a neder, because dibur, speech, asiya, doing action, hiluch, walking, those are things that are not tangible, and a neder is only chal on dvarim sheish bahen mamish. There is some debate amongst the Rishonim. Let's say a person says, konam, in that case, and he doesn't mention my mouth. He just says, konam, my talking with you, or working with you, or walking with you. Doesn't mention the hands, the feet, the mouth, etc. What would the halacha be? So according to some Rishonim, this would be aser derabanan, but it wouldn't be buying mi d'oraisa. So there is a certain question based on that. How do we view these types of declarations where I would leave out those things that are tangible? So Rashi is of the opinion that the person making the declaration in this particular case, and we'll understand why this relates to whether it's us or deraisa or derabanan, is where he's prohibiting himself from that pleasure. So I'm not, and that's the way we understood the Mishnah, the simple way, that, oh, I'm not going to have any walk with you, I'm not going to enjoy the pleasure of having a conversation with you, etc. But the Rashba says, no, that the neder we're speaking about is to the other person, where he's declaring that I'm prohibiting the other person from enjoying the words that come from my mouth, or walking with me, walking with my legs. If that's true, it says the Rashba, that if you don't say anything tangible, you left out a mouth or leg, whatever it is. So then that neder wouldn't be binding even midirabbanan. Because since it's upon your friend, when do we say that there's a neder would be chal midirabbanan when there's nothing tangible? That's when you prohibit it upon yourself. But in our mission, according to the Rashba, that you're prohibiting it upon someone else, so that would not be considered a neder even midirabbanan if you just spoke about the action of walking and talking, etc. But according to Rashi, the way we understood it, that I'm prohibiting it upon myself, so then, even though you didn't mention anything tangible, nonetheless, it's going to be binding me to Rabban. We begin the second parak, the Elu Mutarin. So the Mishnah here is going to review, give us examples of what we mentioned in the previous parak, the din of Hatfasas Nedarim, how Nedarim take hold, based on the Pasuk Ishki Dor Neder Lashem. And it's only chal, as we said, when you make a neder on a davar hanadur and not a davar haasur. It's only when you take a vow upon something that is potentially could prohibit upon yourself, but not something that is prohibited halachically. That is not going to be a neder. And number two, we'll speak about the chalos, the effect of nedarim on it, something sheyesh bahem mamish, where there is tangible and not tangible. And we'll see there's a difference between nedarim and shvuos in regard to this. So, perek, sheni, mishnah aleph, elu mutarin. These are nedarim that are mutar automatically. You don't need hataras nedarim because they don't take effect at all. They're not chal. Example number one, chulin sha'ochal lach. Person says to his friend, chulin should be that which I eat of yours. So this is not a kabbalas iser, because what's chulin? Chulin is not kachim, it's not karbano. So that's easy. Kivisar chazir. Let's say you said to your friend, kivisar chazir yehe ma sha'ochal. What I eat of yours should be usher to me like pig. So the pig is usher. The problem is that pig is already usher, though. Karban is something that I can make usher. By making a donating in a carbon, now it becomes usher. But pig has been usher already, midoraisa. So that's a davar ha-usher, not a davar ha-nador. Or let's say the following, kavo dezara. That which I eat of yours should be like usher timshala kavo dezara. Or ka'oros levuvin. Oros levuvin is where from like the word lave, the skins of the heart, it means that they would have the skins of animals that had a hole in it. They were perforated because they would put their hand all the way in and pull out the heart. Over the Avodah Zarah would make a hole there while it's still alive, right next to in the skin, next to the heart, to pull out the heart and sacrifice it for Avodah Zarah with the hide. So these oros, these skins, these hides that have a sign that clearly they had been perforated next to the heart, part of the animal, they are tikrovis avodah zarah. And if you said to your friend, oh, your food should be usher to me like oros levuvin, or let's say you said, we'll see that this is all mutter. What else? Kinevelos, animals that just died, haven't been shechted, or kitrefos, okishkatsim, let's say like shkatsim, which are prohibited to eat, kiramasim, crawly creatures that are usher to eat. Or, so in all of these, kichalas aharon, like challah, which we separate from the dough, we give to b'nei aharon, we give to the kohanim, uktrumas. So he said to his friend, your food should be also to me like trumas aharon, like truma that's given to b'nei aharon. In all of these cases, mutter. This person is allowed to eat from his friend's food. There's no neder at all, because in all of these cases, he was tofaced in a davar ha-asur that the Torah already prohibits, and not something that's asur because of a neder, not like it doesn't compare to a karban, which is donated to Hashem. So in these cases, the interesting that Tosus Yontov following a comment of the Ran, says that there's a progression here in the Mishnah. What's the progression? So each one of these things is a bigger chiddush. So start with the beginning of the davar ha'asur. Take the example of chazir. So chazir can't eat, but it's mutter bahana. But then what do we mention? Then we mention idols. That you're not allowed to use at all. That's Asra Bahana. But if a non-Jew is Mevatel Avodah Zarah, he renounces the Avodah Zarah, then it becomes permitted. But Tikrovis Avodah Zarah, like the Oros Levuvin, so that's another level because that is permanently Asra. You can't even Mevatel that. So that's another level. What about Nevela? Nevela of animals that were not slaughtered are not only usher to eat, but are tame mida oraisa. A trefa, let's say that you slaughtered properly, we know is usher, but it's not tame. So here we have kinevelos, and then we have kitrefos. So even trefos are mutter, but the only thing is, as opposed to, let's say, nevelos, which are able to give tumah through pieces that are the size of a kezias or bigger. But when it comes to, so nevelos and trefos kind of go together. But shkatzim, sheketz, is able, sees a higher levels. So, because then I have shkatzim or remasim. So when it comes to certain shkatzim that we have, so they have, let's say, the eight shrutzim that we're speaking about, assuming that's what we're referring to here. So they can transmit to me even the size of adashim, size of a lentil, of an adasha. So there's a somewhat of progression, at least when it comes to some of these items here in the Mishnah. And then, of course, we mentioned these items as well with challah and truma, which are prohibited to which are only permitted to a kohen, usher to the person potentially is making this neder. Ha'omer le'ishto hare'olai ki'imra, the Mishnah continues, person who says to his wife, you're usher to me like my mother is usher to me. So that neder is not chalmana Torah. Why not? Because this is a hatfasa, once again, with the davar ha'asur, and not a davar ha'nadur. She is, and same thing would be true if you said any one of the arayos that are asur to you. You should be asur to me like my mother's asur to me, right? That's a davar ha'asur, it's not a davar ha'nadur. So then we don't, so that wouldn't be a neder midah oraisa. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah, poskin lo pesach mimakom acher. The Chachamim made his takana that you have to go do hataras nidorim anyway, and we try to find a Pesach, an opening, as we said, a reason why you would regret to having taken the neder, and we can uproot it meikara from the beginning. Mimakom acher means for another reason. Instead of saying your neder is not a neder, we try to find an opening why you never would have taken the neder. Why? You don't really need to. I thought it's not a neder at all. Shalo yakel, rosho lekach. So you don't, you're not lightheaded, literally, when it comes to this. A person shouldn't be used to prohibiting his wife upon himself because of kalas rosh. Let's say a person says, kodam she'eni yashen, or she'eni medaber, or she'eni mahalich. A person takes upon himself, I'm not going to sleep, or I'm not going to speak, or I'm not going to walk. Ahom el ishto konam sheni misham sheikh. Or he takes konam, it's usher, it's a karbon, then I'm not going to have tashmish with you. Hare ze belo yachel devaro. In all of these things, in all of these cases, the Mishnah says, you are in violation of lo yachel devaro midirabanan. Midirabanan. It says, lo yachel devaro kuchol etim bepiv yaseh. Only, but not midoraisa. Why? Because in all of these cases, there's nothing tangible. You prohibit upon yourself a pu'ula, an action, sleeping, eating, walking, dash mishamita, a neder cannot be chalna devar, shein bo mamish. Maybe you're shvu, yes. Nonetheless, midirabanan, we're cautioned not to do so, and that's why we say, here is a lo yachel devaro, this is an issur derabanan to do. What about a person who takes a shvua, though? Shvua she'eni yashen, or a shvua she'eni midaber, or shvua she'eni mahalech, then asur, that's asur midirat Torah to violate that shvua, because a shvua takes effect even on a davar she'eni mamamish, a shvua is even on an action.